The Democratic National Convention begins today in Charlotte, North Carolina, as President Obama makes his argument for another 4 years in the White House. County Executive Mark Poloncarz has made his way down to Charlotte, North Carolina, and we're pleased to speak with him live on the phone this morning. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Jay.
First of all, this is your third convention that you were just telling me about on the phone. Can you maybe take us through the day of a convention now for a county executive?
Well, right now I'm headed over to the main hotel. There's actually five hotels for the New York delegation. And what we're seeing is breakfast meetings. There'll be speeches this morning at a breakfast meeting. And then we head out to meetings for the remainder of the day. And then, of course, head over to the convention hall starting around 4 or 5 o'clock and listen to those speeches. So it's a busy day. It starts early in the morning and you usually get back around midnight.
The Republicans, of course, had their chance to make their case to the American people last week. What type of message do you hope comes out of your convention?
Well, I expect it to be a message of inclusiveness. What the Democratic Party wants to do in the next 4 years, what President Obama's goals are for the next 4 years, talking about what he has accomplished. The Republicans are criticizing some of the things that he's accomplished or failed to accomplish, but they've stood right in the way as a roadblock with regards to his economic policies, and I think we all know that they would love to remove or basically eliminate the new Health Care Protection Act, which most Americans, it appears, a majority of them favor, and I think as more people learn about the provisions of that act are coming in favor of it. So I believe we're going to hear a lot of discussion about what the Democratic Party stands for, what are our goals as we go around on the campaign trail this year, but also to remind folks the difference between what the Republican Party stands for and the Democratic Party and how the Democratic Party truly stands for the common man working on Main Street.
Curious to your thoughts about that Republican National Convention last week. How effective do you think they were at getting their message out?
I'm not so certain they were, because at the end, after everyone was talking about the convention, they seemed to be talking more about Clint Eastwood than they were Mitt Romney. I didn't think Mitt's speech was a bad speech, but unfortunately he spent most of it sort of just defining himself and very little time talking about the substance of what direction they want to go. And that's unfortunately what we've seen lately with among the Republican Party everywhere, not just nationwide, but even locally, is they're generally the party of no. They'll say no to ideas, but they won't come up with their own ideas. And I think the public deserves better than that. If you're going to criticize the president's health care plan, well, you should come up with an alternative. You shouldn't say we're just going to go back to the way it was, because the way it was is a system that didn't work.
I'm kind of curious from your perspective. You won two very close elections here in Western New York, and a bit of an underdog, I think, at least and most certainly in the county executive race. The president himself finds himself really in a difficult situation right now. Will the polls show it's a very close race? Any thoughts about, you know, winning these local elections and how maybe they can, you know, offer lessons on a national campaign?
Well, they certainly do, and that's one of the things that we'll be doing. I'm going to a meeting later today with Democrats and media individuals from all across the country, and I'll be talking at it about how you win in these tough districts. Now, Erie County, of course, is a Democratic-enrolled district, but I'm only the second Democratic county executive, and I was only the second comptroller over a 60-year period. And that's because even though it's democratically enrolled, people will often vote for the Republican candidate. So you have to differentiate yourself, not only personally, but on the issues. That's what I did in both years. I talked about why I felt I would be a better comptroller, and of course last year why I felt I'd be a better county executive, differentiating myself from the incumbent, Mr. Collins, on where we stood on the issues. And last year's election really came down to issues and personalities. And people wanted their libraries funded. They wanted the rodent control back. They wanted to ensure that arts and culturals were properly funded. And that's what I was talking about. And of course, that's the same thing that sort of carries over on national races, is issues matter. The people want to hear the issues. They just don't want to hear the mudslinging. And one thing that we did do last year, and I'll give Mr. Collins credit as well, is we really didn't throw personal attacks at each other. We just talked about the issues. And that ended up being to my benefit in the long run.
And then finally, one issue that you did inherit is this lease with the Buffalo Bills. Of course, the negotiations are ongoing. Last week, we hear that Bills owner Ralph Wilson was hospitalized. I'm just curious if you know anything regarding the status of his health, and will that have an impact on the stadium talks?
Well, we've not heard anything bad. We were under the impression from the Bills organization that they would, we did talk to the organization last week that if, if Mr. Wilson took a turn for a worse, they'd let us know. But if things were positively heading, then we would just assume that things are going well. And I certainly wish Mr. Wilson a speedy recovery. We're still talking with Russ Brandon and Jeff Lippman, the team's treasurer, about the lease issues, and we will continue to. And one of the reasons I'm down here as well is to talk with state officials about what we hope the state will be able to contribute towards the reconstruction of Ralph Wilson Stadium. And I had some very good discussions last night, and I certainly will continue those while I'm down here.
So some encouraging developments perhaps coming out of the National Convention in terms of the stadium negotiations then.
Oh, yes. I mean, this is more than just going into the convention hall. There's a lot of meetings and an opportunity to sit down with assemblymen, senators, congressmen, and talk about the issues. And, of course, one of the biggest ones we have out here in Western New York is the Buffalo Bills. I was very happy to see that when they when you arrived and got your credentials, you got your choice of hats, and there were lots of Buffalo Bills hats there waiting to be picked up by the people of New York State. So that was a good sign.
All right, very good. Well, thank you very much for your time this morning, sir.
My pleasure, Dave.
That is County Executive Mark Poloncarz speaking with us this morning from Charlotte, North Carolina. Of course, he is there for the Democratic National Convention.